Company has the selection.
And now through December 31st, $5 back from HIS Chick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now. I can tell by the fumbling in the background and the electronic noises.
The incredible.
The ever ready. The effervescent.
Oh, it sounds like Alka-Seltzer.
The ever prepared.
Yes.
Al, the forecaster's pal. Hi, Al.
Hello.
Well, our next to the last broadcast.
Yes, it is. I noticed how splendiferously attired you are today.
Yes, I dressed for the occasion.
The occasion. You should see him, folks. For those of you without the color radio, he has kind of a, I guess you'd call that puce and gray
puce
striped,
the,
eat your tank
heart
top.
Up. Eat your heart
and
out.
And kind of a yellow snow colored pair of jeans.
Yes, and you didn't even see my Ralph Lauren
jacket?
No, mauve. I have mauve socks on with little polo ponies on them.
I missed that.
And my color-coordinated gold
sneakers.
Calvin Klein underwear.
Oh. Well, I guess your mom would be proud in case you're hit by a car.
Now, Al,
of course.
I heard this morning, I heard Scott take a few shots at you.
Yes.
This is your life.
Yes, of course.
But see, he doesn't know you like I know you.
No, nobody does.
I know you quite well, my friend.
I know.
And I don't want to make any big deal out of this, but I have produced a little special here for you.
Ah.
Al, instead of this is your life, how about this was your strife?
I see.
I have some priceless collector's items
here.
Tape recordings collected over the years.
Months.
No, actually years of your life.
Yes.
Months you and I have been together.
Yes.
About 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
But years that you have been on this planet and in broadcasting and things.
I have maroon socks on.
I suppose you had a maroon outfit on today.
That's true.
Do you remember the day you were born?
No.
Exactly what your father said?
No.
Could we roll that tape, please?
That's right. Oh, now I remember.
And
I remember
course,
now.
Your mother was in a long, long labor.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was very, very tough.
Yeah.
And you would laugh through the whole thing.
Yeah.
You thought it was very funny when you were born.
Yeah. I got a part on the end of the Prince album.
Huh? Al, very, very nasty kid. He laughed all during his mother's terrible torment.
And I held on.
He didn't want to come the heck out of there.
You bet.
And your mom was in labor for 30 hours. Finally, finally you grew up and you learned to walk.
Not very well.
What a joy it was having the pitter-pat of little feet around the house. Do you remember that?
Oh, they loved it.
Then you got in school, and even there you were a little unusual. One day the teacher asked, why did you insist on not wearing underwear to school like the other students, and you told the
teacher... Stick me, because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
And she fell down when she heard that.
So.
And then, of course, you went through school. You enrolled in the Air Force. Remember that?
No, but...
Yes, it's true. We now have a rare tape
of
you on
blackouts.
Your... This is you on your graduation flight. Coming in for a one-point landing.
Ooh.
That's
They're
Al.
Still cleaning up from that one.
That's you on your graduation flight there in the Air Force. Let's see, where are we now?
I don't know.
I don't have a producer. I'm doing this all by myself. It was too bad you never made it in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Even though you told them that strafing the Holland Tunnel was a mistake any pilot could make.
Sure.
Then you enrolled in weatherman school.
Right.
You remember your teacher, Mr. Troff, don't
you?
Oh,
yeah. Irv Troff.
Irv Troff, what a great guy. And you remember what he said to you on the day that you graduated?
Could you refresh my memory?
Sure,
it's all over town. Did you shave your legs?
He was a great guy. One of the most...
Can I hear Irv one more time?
Well, maybe a little later on.
Oh, shucks.
Irv needs to be queued up here. And then finally you were out on your own.
Right, I love
Mr. Troff, he was a great guy,
yeah.
Irv Troff. You were out on your own, and after you cleared up that 14-year-old girl's allegation about that night in the upstate New York motel, you were ready to apply for your job here at Channel 3. Wow.
Yes.
Do you remember what the general manager of Channel, what's his name?
Well, now it's at the time it was Neil Van Ellis.
What did Neil, do you remember what he first said when
I can't quite remember, do you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what he said when
what?
You asked for a job.
No!
Well, he had his secretaries come in. And
he was really, in all honesty, a friendly guy.
Yeah.
And then your first day on the set. I can't believe that your first day on the set, but it actually happened.
Ah, yes, of course. I dropped my pointer.
Just like learning to walk all over again.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, boy, you'll never forget the words of encouragement you got from Judd Hambrick.
I'll never forget.
Those were really stirring words. Can we hear that, Dave?
You sound like somebody standing on your mouth.
That was...
Yeah. And it's because he was at the time.
I tell you, isn't it fun being in broadcasting?
It's amazing.
So Judd Hambrick helped you along. We have a very rare tape now of the first discovery, amazing discovery.